Happy birthday to Scott Gorham. He is the guitarist for Thin Lizzy. Turned 70 today.
Time for Bocozy's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
A good day for Thin Lizzy, an Irish band, except for Scott Gorham was born in California. When they wrote songs, especially like The Boys Are Back in Town, what happened was the front guy, Phil Lynott, who's basically the band, he would come up with a piece of an idea, and he'd bring it to the rest of the band, and they would sit down and come up with a song. Here is Scott Gorham.
Phil would come up with the actual initial idea. It never seemed to be actually completely finished. It was more of the skeletal works of the song, and that's when either myself or one of the Bryans would jump on it, and we would start working out different chord patterns or different harmony pieces, which would inspire Phil into, yeah, okay, well, I'll scratch that verse, and I'll move this over here, and now I can do this over there. It was very much sort of a gelling process, but he always seemed more than not to have the original blueprint of the song.
A gelling process. Jelly. There was a talk of a Van Halen career-spanning box set off and on. The original bass player, Michael Anthony, says, I know Warner Brothers brought up the question, would we like to do that? Obviously, it all happens after Eddie Van Halen passed. And it's like, hey, cash in on this or that or whatever. And I don't want any part of that. But I know that there's been some talk about doing a box set and redoing some stuff, but I think it's kind of in the early works and nobody really talked that much about it yet. But I'm sure, and I also hope, that that will happen. So, Michael Anthony said he doesn't want it to happen, and he does want it to happen. Very confusing. About remixing the albums, it's tough with Ed not being there. I'll be able to go in fact, doing anything on guitar, which you don't need to, because his guitar sound is always incredible, but I'm sure at some point we'll get together with Alex and Wolfgang and do something like that. I think it'd be a great thing to do. Or it won't be. I don't think it's going to happen because reports are Eddie and Alex spent all their free time in their own recording studio and they have used up everything. So there's no bad mixes. There's no pieces of songs. They've used everything. Not much left for a box set.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.